everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favour Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. Today is going to be very interesting because I have a couple of people here with me, and we're just going to be chatting about something that I think you and I would enjoy listening to. So if you're a girl or a guy, sit back, have a time of your life, maybe grab a drink, because this is about to get really, really juicy. And I can't wait for all of you to hear, you know, what this episode has to give. So we're going to take a break. Once we come back, we'll be talking all about this topic. Please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hello, my love. So, you guys, if you hear me giving this person any form of endearment, any atom of endearment, right? Just know that basically that's how we relate to each other. So, if you like, keep quiet. If you like, be doing on there, that's your business. I'm just telling you. But I'm very excited because I have somebody special back in the studio with me recording this particular podcast. And we'll be talking about something I feel is quite interesting. The last time I had you here, we were talking about, you know, guys and girls being friends and whatnot. And that was a fun episode.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was pretty much when I started this podcast too. Yes, so it's
I think I was probably the first person who started this
podcast. Oh my God. Maybe one of the first guests, yeah, maybe. But I'm very excited. If you guys cannot tell who I have here with me, I have a Raphael Thea. Oh.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. I'm actually not, because I've been with you.
Excited.
I mean, I'm excited, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, we just got out of a divorce, but, you know,
yeah, it's kind of a weird spot, but we're okay. How are you, my love?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. So I'm just going to stop this right now, just to make sure that we recorded. Yes. So welcome back, guys. I hope to God that you guys could hear us. Raphael, could you talk into the mic so they could hear?
What's up?
Oh my God. Okay, so welcome back, guys. I'm really, really excited for this episode because I feel like myself and whoever I have in the guest, if you cannot guess already, is going to have like a fun time talking about this particular episode. Without further ado, the person I have is called Raphael Thea. Raphael has been in my corner for 5 years plus now. We've been kicking it, been pretty cool.
I've known her for 5 years. We've been married for 3.
Oh, Lord. Anywho, Raphael is, for those people that don't know who Raphael is one of my absolute favorites. And we went to school together in St. Cloud State University. He just graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's an aspiring actor and yeah, everything in between. Mm. Did I get that right?
Yes, I'm also a model and entrepreneur.
Yes, a model. I forgot that part too. So yeah, he's living the dream out here in the streets.
I'm trying to.
Okay, he's trying to. So basically, I brought Raphael here because, and I apologize, you guys, that I've not really been as active. Anyways, this is not the episode for that because we'll have another episode where we'll talk about that. But this particular episode got me thinking about a bunch of things. I remember calling Raphael and we were having this long ass talk about relationships, and I was like, let me bring him here so he could, you know, share his piece on what, you know, he really, really thinks.
Why you gotta put it like that?
No, because it's the truth. Like, it's like you really had a lot to say, and I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me make this, you know, a formal thing where, you know, I bring you here, ask you questions, hopefully don't trigger you, and just have you, you know, download your wealth of wisdom to the rest of my listeners on what you truly think about this whole relationship thing. Because I feel like as adults, we are navigating this whole thing. And one critical aspect of our lives are the relationships we have, you know, in our lives, especially with the opposite sex. I mean, for the straight people.
Okay.
No, we have to put it out there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It does matter.
Just to make sure we are appealing to people. So basically, I feel the title of this particular podcast is literally figuring out what people want, right? And I feel like I don't have any other thing to kind of, you know, categorically, you know, label, or let's say title this particular episode as spa, aside saying, what do people want in a relationship? Like, what do people want? And I'm going to use you as my case study, my love, because I'm going to be asking you a bunch of questions. You know, this is actually fun that I have you sitting beside me, so I guess to, you know, gaze upon your face when I'm asking you this question, so I know how serious you are. You have to remove these glasses so I can actually see your face, and at the same time ask you questions that you could tell me from your own personal experiences. Okay, so no messing around.
I will not be sharing anything on my personal experience.
Yes, you
this
will,
is
because
a trick.
We are like zooming into your life, right? Oh, I mean, you don't have to share, you know, anything about us to them.
Yeah, we don't have to share anything.
No, we don't have to share anything about
us. We're just gonna act professional and be very hypocrite, even though that we're gonna be throwing each other shots. So yeah.
All right, Raphael. Let me just rip off the bandaid and just ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
In your own perspective, right? What do you think people like, especially in today's dating sphere? What do you think people are actually looking for in a relationship?
I think everybody's looking for love, or the idea of love.
Are you speaking from a personal
perspective? I'm speaking from a general perspective.
General perspective.
Yeah,
okay, guys.
Not,
we are going to leave it at that.
Well, I'm not speaking on a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. I repeat, I'm not speaking on a personal perspective.
We heard you the first time. Jesus. Keep it going. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drink water. Just sit down there and lie.
But yeah, I think that everybody wants love. I think everybody wants to feel like they're being loved, and everybody wants to feel like, you know, they're doing their best at finding love. I think.
So what about those that don't want love, that want war, that want violence always?
I don't think
I don't want peace.
You see that's her throwing shots at
war.
Me. But
Raphael, you're crazy. You actually sent me that on Snapchat. Stop lying. That made me laugh. I was really on the floor.
No, it was just a joke. Come on. It was just me joking, saying.
It was like, that's what I normally do. And I'm like, goddamn, no. It's true. I want peace, please. Mm-mm. Always. I don't want violence.
I said, the meme was, Raphael, why do you keep running after Nigerian and Liberian girls? And the meme said, I don't want peace.
I want
trouble. Always.
Was funny. Anyways, keep going. We kind of deviated.
But I'm sorry, what was your question?
I said, what do you think people want in a relationship? And you said love. You feel that's
and
what they're aspiring.
I think that's what they, I mean, who doesn't
you
want
know
to
what?
Feel
Let
love?
Me ask you a more direct question, Raphael. Are you single? I mean, don't worry about me. We are in like an open situation.
We're
so
not in
fine.
An open situation.
We're in an open situation. So here's the thing, guys. I could go ahead and see as much guys as I want. He gets jealous, but it's fine. It's our arrangement. And
if you want to die, just tell me that. I'm talking about the people listening right now. Not her, because I'll deal with her later.
No, we are in an open relationship. Oh, wow. You deal with me later. Okay. Anyway. Sorry, guys, boys. No, I'm just saying, like, we are in an open situation, so don't worry about me. I am a straight shooter. I got you. Mm-hmm. But Raphael,
I'm a shooter, too.
Messed up. Tell us. Are you single?
I'm single, yes.
Okay.
Are you single,
ready to mingle, or single looking, or casually looking, or fuckboy status? Oh, excuse my French, but
damn,
my
there's like, this much levels to being single.
I'm just saying, because there are some people that are like, oh, I don't want anything serious. There are other people that know that they don't want anything serious, but they don't communicate that. They just want to, and you know. So I don't know if you guys understand that, but yeah. So what category are you, sir?
I would say I'm single and healing.
single and healing.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't say I'm
not
looking.
Open for any. You're not in the market. You're
I'm not in the market.
Okay.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking to settle. I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not looking for like absolutely anything. Whether mingling, I'm not looking to mingle. I'm
wow.
Not, I'm
Who
looking
hurt
to,
you?
I'm looking to just heal myself.
Heal yourself.
And
okay.
Be a better version of myself and understand myself, finding myself.
So when you say heal yourself, do you, I mean, we don't have to talk about whatever. I know the story.
Clearly, I just said that we just got out of a divorce, so I'm healing, okay?
No, listen, so we don't have to talk about us because, you know, I guess I know the story and whatnot. But my thing is, when you, can you walk me through that process of healing? Like, what does that process of healing for you, especially for those people that are listening and like, oh, you know, I'm in the same situation as Raphael. You know, I'm at a point where I know I want love, but I am not really trying to put myself out there right now because I want to heal myself so that when I'm ready, whoever it is I'm going to be with will appreciate me more. I hope that's the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to ask you, could you walk me through that process of healing? How did you get to the point where you told yourself, you know what, Raphael, I don't want to look for a relationship right now, I just want to heal? How did you come to that realization?
To be like very honest, it's just in all honesty, it's just I internally I wasn't really happy. Like, I know that sometimes...
Is that still the case or that was the case?
I just said I was healing. So oh, this okay. is an ongoing thing.
Oh, it's an ongoing thing. I'm just asking for clarification.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I don't know what you're trying to get out of me here, but yeah, like for me, it's more of being honest with myself and realizing that, you know, I am not in a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's every time I do think that I'm going to meet someone and go with someone and date someone, I end up realizing that, you know, like it's not
work.
Really, yeah, it's not really there. It's not working for me. It's not working for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also me being very honest with myself and understanding that, you know, just understanding that there's growth and I'm changing and there's different levels of myself that I wanna reach and I wanna understand myself more, because after a relationship, after some relationship ends, it's more you really gotta understand who you've become after that relationship. You gotta find yourself because you're so used to like being around someone, giving what you think is love to someone, and being with a particular individual for so long that you end up maybe forgetting your own personality, what makes you who you are. What makes you truly happy, like personally happy, not like depending on a person to make you happy, but you truly finding happiness. Because some people, I mean, I do admire people who are who genuinely can find happiness within themselves and just kind of, you know, part both ways and be like, hey, it didn't work out, but I'm actually happy where I'm at right now. I'm truly happy, and things doesn't end really in a toxic way or bad way. And if you feel like you need that person in your life for you to be happy, then that's very bad for yourself. It's very toxic. So I think that that's how.
So that was how you got to that realization of, okay, I think I'm in that position where I am depending on somebody else for my happiness.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm putting too much on them. So I'm going to take a step back and, you know, work on myself, heal myself. And what does healing look like is what I'm asking. Like, are you seeking therapy? How are you working on yourself? In case somebody else is in that position where they're like, you know what, I think I can relate to what Raphael is saying. And I really want to, you know, I want to take a step towards making myself feel better and be better. What are those steps that I'm going to take?
It could be anything.
It
doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go see a therapist.
Okay.
If you do think that you need to go talk to someone, then feel free to go do that.
So what do you do, Raphael?
Me, on a personal measure, for me, I've accepted
it. And it doesn't have to be one thing.
Yeah, I've accepted it.
Okay.
Like that's the number one thing, is recognizing and be very honest with yourself. That you're just not happy. Like you're not happy where you are. And it doesn't have to be depression. It's not really depression. It's truly understanding that you're just where you are mentally is not there. Like it's, I mean, everybody know when they're good, when they're happy and everything is going well. They're not really worried about anything. Your mental state is fresh. You're not really worried about a lot of things. But if you are under some sort of like distress or confusion or anything like that is to acknowledge that now the term, I mean, in the matter of taking action and doing what you need to do to be able to go through that process, everybody heals differently. Mm-hmm. And for me, I would say what I'm doing right now is doing things I love to do, reminding me of who I am, trying to remind me of the person that I am, while growing and accepting certain things in life and not accepting certain things in life, you know, knowing truly what are your true boundaries. You know, if you don't know that, then there's no point. There's literally no point on thinking that you're gonna heal. They say, yeah, time can heal you, but how long is it gonna take?
It could be temporary.
It could be temporarily, yeah. And time could be 10 years of you healing. Do you want to spend the rest of your life?
I mean, God forbid, hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, I don't want to spend 10 years of my life. Yeah,
I have children.
I don't want to do that. However, I would like to heal on a fast pace, but not like too fast to the point where I'm like taking things too quick.
You have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah, I have to be patient with myself. So I think for me, right now, it's just doing things I love doing. Literally things I love doing, being around the people I love, the people that...
Like me.
Like, yeah, like you. She's trying to kiss me right now, guys.
See, don't listen to this before.
But being around your friends, people who make you feel better all the time, people who like have good conversations with you and always want to uplift you and do things, great things for you. It's just that, you know, and for me, that's the way to do that and think positively. Always think in a positive mindset, because those feelings will come back where you're going to miss that person once in a while. And, you know, it's just
listen,
like
if you leave him now, he's going to start from that to next year. You know what, guys? Let's go on a very quick break before we start talking about the juicy stuff, because I do have, now you've just opened the can of worms, and I do have a bunch of questions for you, Rafael, and you are going to answer all of them.
Then let's go, let's do it.
Oh, he's excited. So let's take a very quick break. Once we come back, we are going to be interviewing this one and getting a bunch of things out of him. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Anybody that sees you now will think you are drinking from that cup when you are actually not drinking. You don't drink, Rafael. So what are you doing? Anyway, welcome back, guys.
Shout out to Kendrick King, double cup.
Oh, Jesus. Welcome back, guys. So, Rafael, I'm just going to, again, rip up the bandit to ask you a bunch of questions. When we were talking on the phone, you were saying a lot of things. If I didn't know better, it sounded like they collected your candy or something. Like, the heck? Talk to me about how, you know, you were saying that some people don't even know what they want in a relationship, and you were talking about girls particularly, especially in this dating phase. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
In our day-to-day, you know, in today's world, right?
Yeah.
You were saying some things about, you know, actually I don't want to say everything, but like just jog my memory. How you were talking about what do you think today's girl wants in a relationship?
I wasn't just, for the record, I wasn't just talking about girls. Mm-hmm. I was talking about guys too.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So yeah, you are not straight.
What?
You're not.
I was talking about what people want, what people think they want, okay. And what girls think they want, and what guys think they want.
Okay, so what do you think girls want in a relationship? And do you think that's different from what they say they want in a relationship?
Absolutely.
How so? I'm confused.
Okay, so
clear it up for me.
Your question was what girls want, or what just people want in general?
Just let's focus on the girls for now, because it looks like you have a personal, you know, you were taking it personal that day, and I just wanted to understand why. So go ahead.
I was not taking it personal.
Yes, you were. Are you talking from like a personal perspective, or
no?
Hurt you, baby? Okay. Who hurt you?
It's a bunch of how do you say that?
Experiences.
Okay. That I sort of combined together, and
you're still speaking English. Get to the meat of the story, please. My ears are itching.
Like I said, okay, when we were talking on the phone, right? We were talking about different experiences, right? Okay, so I said that a lot of girls and a lot.
That shows you how many experiences this one has had. But yeah, let's keep going.
Oh my God.
Let's keep going. That's what
a lot.
I'm just telling people now.
That's not true.
But yeah, keep going.
That's not true.
You see the reason why we divorced? Because Okay, I won't say much, but yeah, keep going.
A lot of girls mm-hmm. and a lot of guys in our generation truly do not know what they want. So by just generation, the way I'm categorizing it may not be 100% correct, but I think that from 18 years old.
Can you tell I'm distracted?
What are you distracted?
Because I'm looking at your lips. I'm so distracted.
You see that? She's still. We just divorced
we
like 2 weeks ago.
She's flirting.
She wants me back.
I'm kidding. Keep going.
I would say from 18 years old, right, mm-hmm. to like 28. I'm pushing it to 28.
Okay.
So 18 to 28. 18 to 28. I truly believe that a lot of 28
girls. Just
boys
girls.
And girls.
Oh, but yeah.
Boys and girls.
Yeah. And you are in that demographic though.
Oh, absolutely.
But I know what I want though.
And I'm not saying everybody.
Okay.
Like, obviously, like, okay. It can be 100% everybody. But I do know that from 18 to 28, mm-hmm. a lot of us, boys and girls, don't know what we want. Okay. Like, our brain is still developing. Mm-hmm. And we're just
wow, 28, your brain is still developing.
Yeah, don't get
speak
me wrong.
For the guys. I feel like girls are pretty straight shooters.
Some girls, I mean
you know what, talk for boys and then talk for girls.
Yeah, from my perspective, my father has always told me that girls do mature faster and quicker mm-hmm. than men. Mm-hmm. And they understand life and they visualize things quicker than mm-hmm. men. Does not mean that men are stupid, does not mm-hmm. mean men are less mature. Mm-hmm. I think it's just basically based off experiences and where you come from. Mm-hmm. So you said talk about guys, mm-hmm. right? Okay. I'm gonna talk about the pros and the cons for guys, okay? So I'm gonna start straight up from the cons. Like the things that guys do that make girls very confused, okay? Like I said, guys do not know what they want. Some
fuck
guys do not know. Well, it's not. Let's not even say that because
okay.
What's truly a fuckboy?
I mean, I just said it. But
yeah,
okay.
Is it a guy mm-hmm. that's in his early 20s and mm-hmm. that just wants to have sex and run around and have fun and mm-hmm. call it a day? Are we calling him a fuckboy because he has no?
I have a problem if he doesn't communicate that to the people he's having sex with.
Okay,
that's where I have a problem.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Because it's one thing for you to come and say, oh, you know, I just want to have sex. And it's okay.
But that's...
There's some girls that want that too.
No, that's what you think.
That's what I think.
I'm absolutely sure that this is what you think. I think that if a guy truly is straightforward with a girl like that, girls tend to think that's an insult.
Okay.
To my understanding. Mm-hmm. Again, it may not be true. Mm-hmm. This is not...
So it's better for you to deceive her.
No, let me speak. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry, my king. Keep talking.
Some guys refuse, and I will put myself in that category. I don't think I can possibly go to a girl straight up and tell her, hey, I just
want
to have sex with you tonight.
Even though that's
what
you want.
Let's just get it over with. I'm not saying that's what I want. That's not what I want where I'm at right now.
Okay, but it happens.
I have not done that yet.
Spirit.
I have not done that yet.
Okay.
I have never had the balls to tell a girl, I just want to have sex with you.
Well, have you felt that way before?
Absolutely. I will not hide that. I mean, I was young. Come on now.
You were young. So
I
now
was
you're
old.
You're a Methuselah now.
But, oh my God.
Okay, you know what? I won't attack you anymore, my love. Just
let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
So it's okay. I truly believe that these things are okay because you turn 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
You turn 15. Mm-hmm. And I think some kids even... Puberty happens a little earlier than 15 with some kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with maybe 13 years old. That's like the lowest I will ever go,
mm-hmm.
right? You start experiencing things like you're horny. You don't understand why you're horny. All you want to do is have sex.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You don't understand why you're feeling this way. You don't listen to your parents. Your parents don't want to talk to you. You think you know it all. You know, things like that. So you go to a point where your body starts experiencing certain things and you hit 18. You can't expect someone who has just entered manhood, right, to want to take you seriously. He doesn't even understand what's wrong with him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know that. He may be out here having sex with kids who are the same age as him, but that's just for pleasure. Like he's literally feeling that, he's thinking that this is okay, this is normal, it's just okay.
So
and it's
you're
fun.
Saying it's normal for him to get STDs,
Absolutely not.
Everything that is working.
That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying.
I'm trying my best to be very controversial. I get what you're saying, but I'm just.
Okay, you're just trying to mess up.
No,
my
I'm
mind
not messing here. Up your mind. I'm just trying to. So you're saying it's okay for him to go through puberty, but you should also understand that that's the same thing for the girl too. Her hormones are raging as well.
Yeah,
but then she's still expected to just stay with one guy. Or not even have sex at all.
I'm not saying that. I cannot speak on that. That's
okay.
Not what I'm speaking.
Okay, keep speaking.
I'm trying to basically connect the dots here upon what
you said.
So you're
saying it's normal because he's into puberty.
Isn't it normal? First of all, for a kid to go to puberty,
that's
not something he can even control.
Of course, he can't even control. It's his body. Yes,
that's his body. That's what
you advise your 13 or 14 or 18 year old child to go ahead.
I'm advising people to kids. Not to be disrupted and mislead by people telling them that, I need a real person, I need someone who's loyal. These guys don't even know what the hell that is.
Okay.
That's what I want to say. They don't
know
what
being
loyal
is. So is that the con or the pro?
No, that's not a nothing. I was about to talk upon the cons, but you kept distracting me.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my love.
So, yeah, like a kid, some of that, I'm just bringing it back there because it's like, I've seen young kids calling other young kids saying like they're not loyal, they're cheating on them. And it's like, do you even understand yourself? Do you understand what your body is going through? Do you know what it is to even be loyal to a person at that age?
They don't.
You know, it's that's the thing.
Okay, keep going.
So moving forward to when you're basically 18 now, right? 18, I'm gonna just say 18 to 28.
Yeah, we've gotten that excuse out of the way that he's a man and he's going through stuff. Okay.
Well, everybody's going through stuff. What I'm saying is, let's
focus on the
18
guys.
Now.
Yeah.
Guys, 18 years old, he's considered an adult, right?
Yep, he is.
Technically, he's an adult. He's a young adult in the eyes of the law. He can go to war. He can do all these things. He can move on his own. But mentally, he's still not. It depends.
Okay.
Favor. It really depends. Some kids are more mature than others. Some kids have been forced to start working when they were 14 years old. It pushes them to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Compared to a kid who just finished high school, he's got to go to college. There's so much more that comes there, like understanding yourself, being responsible, going to school and all these things. And you expect someone to be
loyal
and stick by your side for what? For the rest of your lives? Just for you to what? Like, end up,
maybe not for the rest of your life, but for that period that you guys are talking
for that period that you guys
is
are talking.
Expected that
absolutely,
you should be
absolutely. And that's the truth. That's just the simple truth about it.
So is that the con or the pro?
That's a con, I would say, because even
on the girl side or on the guy side?
From both sides. From both sides.
Okay.
So if you guys gonna have an actual understanding of being in a relationship, please go ahead and do so. You guys can be in a relationship. Nobody should tell no one in college you can't date.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the college experience is to literally have fun. I think that's what it is.
Break
from
hearts.
A girl.
because you
gotta
break hearts.
If you don't experience these things at a
Jet
young
Jet Li style.
Well, yeah. If you don't experience these things at a younger time.
Again, fuckboy syndrome, but let's keep going.
It's not a fuckboy syndrome.
Keep going.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
a young
girls.
Boy and we're making excuses for him.
I'm supporting girls though.
Okay,
if a girl feels like she wants to be free with her body.
Free with her body and be labeled a slut after. Okay.
No.
With all the diseases that come with
not.
Being what?
It's,
free with your
Phil,
body.
You are difficult.
I am difficult.
Yes, you are.
And also her being called difficult too. Interesting. But yeah, keep going.
I'm lost right now.
No, you're not lost.
So
I was just trying to make you hear what you're saying.
I am understanding and I'm hearing myself. What
so
I'm
basically
saying.
All I've heard you say so far is we should cut the guy some slack because he's young and the girl too should not really be expecting that much because you know they're both young and they are going through stuff. So it's okay. Okay, keep going. And the girl can do as much as the guy, which you know that in the real world is kind of alike, because let's not even go into that.
I mean that's on a different perspective. It's a different
on
reality
paper, it makes
clearly
sense.
Clearly, a lot of women do believe they can do what men do. Okay, that's cool. You do what you want to do.
Okay.
It's you, you know.
I mean,
like,
they do it with men, though. And this men also do it with women, so...
What are we talking about here?
Can you calm down, my love?
But what are we talking about?
Just don't worry. Move forward.
What are
What's
we talking
the pro?
About?
What's the pro? I'm trying to hear the good thing that comes with... what somebody does not want in a relationship or what they want in a relationship.
I was trying to get there, okay, but okay, you keep moving me out of what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I won't. I promise.
Okay, so going back to what people want in a relationship, like I said, I don't think from a certain age, from 18 to 28, I really don't think that people truly know what they want. If you do know what you want, if you're one of those people that know what they want, and here's how I describe people who know what they want. They're in schools, right? They're focused. They're working towards a goal. They're not partying every day, right? They're not going out, playing, doing this whole fun thing and sleeping around with however many people they want to sleep with. These are pure boring people that stay in their dorms or at their house, or they're always
so
working.
You're describing me?
No, I'm not talking about you. Okay. I'm just saying, like, there are people out there, there are kids who are like in their way early 20s doing these things because they've been set to think like that since they were kids, right? By their parents or anything like that. So it's like, to them, it's very important to get this out of the way to set their future, right? I'm not saying if you're gonna party today or do all these things, you cannot reach those things. I'm saying that it delays it. But if you're gonna say, okay, I want to be a millionaire by the age of, by the time I reach 30 years old, I highly doubt that you're gonna be playing around or partying or doing all these nonsense, you know, going to nightclubs and wasting that much money and time on partying and friends and, you know, stupid wasted time. I think you're gonna be very, very, very
focused. But that's one aspect of a young person's life though, Raphael, because I was a straight A student in college, and even for my master's, right? Okay. And yes, maybe, you know, I didn't really have a social life as much as I was supposed to. But in a way, if you feel like something is being taken away from you because you didn't really, you know, explore that social part of your life. Because now you are technically settled. Maybe I'm not a millionaire. I'm not even a thousandaire at this point. Not talking of being a millionaire, but I feel like it depends on the individual. But we are diverting from the main thing. You being focused does not stop you from knowing what you want in a relationship. There are people that balance both. Do you understand?
Okay.
While there are some people that party, like their life depends on it, right? But they still make straight A's in school. Do you understand?
And that's very possible.
But we are saying in a relationship, yes, I agree with you when you say some people in that age bracket might not figure it out. They might not even know what they want. They might
it's a lot of them.
And
tons of these guys out
because
there.
Because at 30, I feel the logical thing to say is at 30, some people expect you to be a real adult, whatever that means.
Yes.
Right? They expect you to take even more responsibility. For the guys, they expect you to start thinking of settling down. For the girl, you are supposed to be already settled down with, like, maybe kids. Like, you are supposed to have real responsibility.
I won't say you're supposed. I support women who truly want to get themselves together.
Yes, Raphael,
and
but
get
I'm
their
just
lives
saying
together.
What is expected in a societal forum.
Yeah, don't go based off that.
Yes, of course, people have been writing their own narratives for themselves, but I'm just telling you that is basically the ideal situation sometimes for this society, like basically in the society, right? The woman is supposed to be at least settled down, like family-wise. The guy too is supposed to be having real responsibilities. You know, the girl too, right? It's okay if they're both single, but like they're working towards a certain goal, which is maybe building a family or establishing themselves, right?
Yes.
But what I've come to learn is, at least let me speak for myself, some of the guys that I talk to, again, around that age.
Exactly. She just said some of the guys she talked to. She was trying to throw things at me.
Even up to 35, and that's why I know that maturity is not really by age, because even up to 35, even there are 40-year-olds that still behave like babies, right?
How many 40-year-olds did you meet that behave that baby? Is it because they behave the way you don't want them to behave? Or is it
because that's another way to look at it.
Okay.
But then again, it's just that thing where it's like I'm just stating a fact. There are some people that it's not their age that determines how mature they are.
I can agree with that.
And that goes for both guys and girls, but sometimes even for the guys it's worse. And I also agree with your point.
It's worse for guys?
Listen. And I also agree with your point where you said that, you know, girls tend to mature more than the guys, right? So a guy that is 35 years old might be matching a girl that is like maybe, I don't know, 26, 27. In that, you know, in that sense of maturity, right? And sometimes most girls, when we meet guys that are our age or a little bit older, by older maybe by like a year or two, we don't honestly take them too seriously because we feel like, you know, they are just maybe playing around, or maybe they just don't really know what they even want with their lives. They're trying to, you know, figure it out, and they just want to go with the flow. But we are not looking to go with the flow, because again, society, I mean, for those that are pressured, you know, have all these things where it's like, oh, you know, you're a certain age, you should be thinking of settling down, your ex are going to finish by the time you get 30, you know, all those stupid things. And I'm not saying it's not important, but when you have those pressures at the back of your head, you tend to meet people that are not emotionally available. So let me tell you some of the problems I've been having with some of the guys that I've been meeting. Number one, emotional unavailability. They just want to fuck.
I'm so sorry, but that's gonna be a hard thing to find into a guy nowadays.
Listen.
It's gonna be hard.
Emotional unavailability. They like the sight of you. They see you. They have tunnel vision. They idealize you. But when it comes to reality, where it's like you're telling them, "Oh, this is what I want," and I actually want you to be serious-minded. Like, I don't want you to waste my time. They tend to run away. Oh, she's too serious. Oh, she's too uptight. Oh, she's too this. Oh, she's too that. And I'm just like, okay, so why did you come to me to begin with? Like, why? Listen, my love, calm down. Why were you trying to waste my time? Do you understand? If you knew you couldn't handle that, you know, that's number one. Emotional unavailability. Number two, some people are just not serious-minded. They don't like you, period. I know that there are some guys that will see a girl and be like, oh, she's good, she's this, you know, she's, you know, they could tell that they will have some sort of connection with this girl even before they even speak to them, right? And then with time it grows. That's like the physical attraction part. But there's some guys that it's, you know, it takes after speaking to the person a couple of times that they'll be like, oh, there might be something there, right? So it's different for different people. Number three, there are some guys that are just attracted by the whatever they are seeing, and they just want to bang bang go. Do you understand? And if you tell them, exactly. Oh, that's,
are those guys you have a problem
calm down
with? Are those guys
I'm just telling you
with?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, those are some of the things that I have noticed, right? There are some people that feel that tell themselves, oh, I want to settle down, oh, I see this girl as a serious-minded person, but then the reality of it does not match up, because they have this thing in their head. And when you have conversations with them telling them, oh, you should be open-minded, you should have wiggle room, they're like, no, this was not how my father's mother was raised. And so you're not
those are men, those are guys who think they're traditional.
And I don't even see
that's a
podcast topic for another day.
Yeah.
The ideal of a traditional man or a traditional woman makes no sense to me, but okay.
It does make sense, because a lot of girls do want a man that's traditional. But
okay.
I honestly, it's over my head. Like, I don't know what a traditional man is nowadays, because to me it's like, is a traditional man a man that opens the door for you? Is a traditional man a man that brings you flowers?
Chivalry.
Is a traditional man, that's chivalry, right? But
chivalry.
is a traditional man the type of man that
it's
goes
so
to
bad,
work?
Rafael.
Hold on.
That people don't even know how to woo.
Yeah,
is a
traditional man a man that goes to work, pays the light bill, pays the everything for the house while the woman is at home taking care of the kids? Is that what a traditional man is? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
men,
I don't,
are making billions of dollars.
It doesn't matter. Like, is that what a traditional man is? Like, because I think what girls think they want is a man that will pay for their nails, that will pay for their
everything.
Food, that will pay for their phone bill, that will pay for, they'll get buy them a car, a really nice luxurious car, a man that will pay for their trips, a man that will pay for every single thing they desire. And all they have to give back is their body.
Hey, I don't know what girls you are meeting, Raphael.
Again,
you see why we're having problems in our marriage.
And again, that's what I think, that a lot of these young girls think they want, because we got social media lying to these kids out here. It's dangerous.
Sad.
It's sad and it's dangerous, because they're seeing these like celebrity, and I don't blame these young kids. Like, like I said, I'm part of this generation that used to think that this is how I'm supposed to treat a girl in order for her to be with me. Like, I gotta buy her a Birkin bag and everything. I gotta buy her this. But think about it. What I didn't know and what I understood by myself was that I'm basically supporting prostitution.
Hey.
That is pure prostitution. These girls are modern day prostitutes, and they don't understand that.
Hey, Raphael.
Okay, let me tell
because
you.
Because they're giving their body.
Because they're giving
something.
In exchange of something.
Oh.
So it's easy nowadays for me to want to spend maybe $100 on a girl, on a date,
and take her back to my place and take her down. It's as easy as that now.
World War III. Take her down.
No, it's real out here. All you gotta do, right? So again, this is not even some of these girls' fault. Like you can take a girl, go to the mall with her today, maybe spend $150 on her on a bunch of little things. She's gonna think you are it. Like, this is it. This is the type of guy I have to be with. That's it.
What kind of girls are you meeting again?
It's real. Oh my God. It's real out here. And it depends on the level of the girl. Like, now, let's say she has a certain class of people she hangs out with. Like, she has had a Chanel bag before. Mm. She has, like, you know, someone did that. Now she thinks it's okay, like, to do that. Like, you can't. I don't blame these girls. Like, some of these kids grew up without a father or, like, the real love of a man in their lives. You know what I'm saying? And some of these guys think that a woman is supposed to love them the way their mother loves them and is willing to do everything for them. It's not it. Your mother...
It's your mom.
And your girlfriend will not love you the same exact fucking way. It's not gonna happen. It's not. I actually don't want a woman. They always say you marry a woman like your mother. No. I do not want to marry a woman like my mother.
Wow.
I want to marry a woman
who is
the way she is, mm-hmm. and with her own characteristic and her own bad and, you know, trait and all that. Mm-hmm. But we can work things out. We can understand certain things. Mm. But a lot of these girls in this time that we live now are modern day prostitutes. They are literally modern day prostitutes. If you don't get them something, you don't get nothing in return. It's to the point where even taking a girl to the movies is considered it's considered a bare minimum. Taking someone to the movie, can you imagine things that we used to do not even 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Taking someone to the movies used to be very fucking fun. Like, you take someone to the movies, that's a date. That's beautiful.
Oh, now you accept it's a date, huh?
Well, I didn't say
it was. We talked about it to the car, Rafael. And then you tried to make me because it was a person that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about, like, in 2016? Oh my God.
But it's okay. Let's keep going.
Yes. But, okay.
So you agree that that was the indication of a date?
I'm not saying that what I did with you was a date. Okay. Absolutely. Wow. I'm saying that
on
I took you.
On national TV, you are denying
it's not national TV for the record. But I do know that sometimes when you tell a girl nowadays, in 2021, let's go to a movie,
it's boring.
It's boring. It's seriously boring. Like, you're gonna take me to a fucking movie? Like, take me out as a, like, go take me to a very high expensive restaurant where you're gonna spend at least $200-$300 on me.
What are you eating?
It's literally like that, favorite. That's what I want to tell you. That's why I don't have time for that. Like I said, I'm talking about my mental health. I need to figure myself out before even trying to figure you out.
Family's in therapy because of girls.
No, like, it's real out here. Like, for the guys that are listening to this podcast on the girls, you need to understand that not every guy is Quavo or one of the Migos. Not everybody's is Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? In this life, everybody has levels.
If you don't have the money, just say it.
That's what I hate about some girls. No, it's like, if you don't have the money,
are you stressing?
So what if I had the money and I still didn't want to do it?
Rafael, that sounds like a personal problem. Okay, I'm kidding. I know what you're talking about. Like, I don't subscribe.
Some of you, hold on. Some of your parents came out of their country. Immigrant, very poor, came here and did every possible thing to send you to the best schools and everything. They were poor. Have you asked your mom and your dad how they met? have you actually, like, asked your parents how they met? Like, what has your dad did to get? Have you asked your mom what has your dad done for her to get her? Have you, like, some of your parents came from nothing and are here doing their best, and you want a man that's gonna do the biggest. There's men that are going to be just like your dad when they came in this country. In this country. So you cannot sit here and think that you deserve a billionaire. Girl, no, you don't. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you deserve a billionaire. Your beauty does not define who you should be with. Like, bro, if beauty defined who I should be with, I'm ugly as hell. Like, I will have the ugliest girl, bro. My ex is a beautiful girl. She's bad. She was bad as hell. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
But I mean, look at my wife, bro.
Of course.
Favorite. She's a beautiful girl.
Of course.
But no, like, in all honesty, you guys need to actually, like, put, like, not let social media run your life. Like, these celebrities, right, have money. They're just deceiving you. Honestly, have you seen Megan Thee Stallion? Yeah, she's doing all these things on TV. She's doing all these things on TV, shaking her ass and everything. But Megan is a great girlfriend to her boyfriend. She's an amazing. She cooks for this guy. She washes his clothes. She's actually she's doing wifey material things, and she's not even his wife yet. That's the process of it. If you want someone to marry you, you need to prove them that. You need to prove them that. You are the type of woman he needs. And guys, if you want a woman to do these things for you, remind her that you love her. Remind her that no. Show action, guys. Like, I know that it gets to a point where you do things and you're afraid that the girl is gonna think that, okay, he's doing the same thing over and over. That girl is not being she's not being respectful. She's not being grateful. But there are good girls out there. Like, what you can possibly do, I'm sorry, for a girl, and you know that you're truly doing your best to prove it to her, do that. If that's not enough, it's not enough.
All right, guys. Rafael, I've been talking and he's been going
Favorite is playing with me.
Guys, this podcast is okay. I'm really excited that we got a chance to do this. So I'm just going to wrap up. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this particular podcast. Thank you so much, Rafael. I appreciate you and I love you always. I appreciate you. Thank you so
much.
I'm not
happy to be here because Favorite has been distracting me the entire time.
It's not true, guys. I have, you know, a limited time, but thank you so much for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe to all our platforms and refer this podcast to your friends. Until I come your way next time, my name is Favour Ojika and this is the Just Say podcast, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Mwah. Bye. Rafael, say bye.
Peace out, guys. Follow me on Instagram,
Rafael. Rafael.
D-D-L.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I'll have all the information there.
Thank you very much, guys. Love you.
Bye.